Hey, Don, did you know that the FDA is restricting antibiotic use in livestock?
Why, Io? I thought antibiotics were good for killing bacteria.
When used in moderation, antibiotics are great for killing bacteria. They also promote growth in livestock. The trouble is, when they're used in small amounts over long periods of time, drug-resistant superbugs can develop.
You mean like MRSA?
Yes. MRSA stands for methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. Scientists studying MRSA genetics found that the antibiotic-sensitive bacteria were originally passed from humans to livestock. It was while they were living in animals being fed antibiotics that a strain developed antibiotic resistance. Now, when people are exposed to the new strain through handling animals or eating meat, they may become infected with the potentially deadly bacteria.
Can't MRSA be killed by cooking?
Yes, but people who handle livestock directly are at risk of exposure. And it now appears that MRSA may be evolving again into a form that can be easily passed from person to person.
That sounds dangerous.
It's estimated that nearly 100,000 people die in hospitals each year from antibiotic-resistant bacteria infections. Most of those strains are not livestock-related, but any genes that give bacteria antibiotic resistance can spread from one bacteria to another. That's why doctors now limit antibiotic use for patients. The problem with limiting its use in livestock is an economic one. To control costs, animals are raised in crowded conditions. Those conditions rely on antibiotics to control disease and increase growth.
So, if I want meat with my potatoes, antibiotics might be a necessary evil.
Yes, and drug-resistant bacteria may be the cost.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University with production support from PENCO. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.